With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Inflation continues edging lower. The government reports consumer prices rose 2.4% last month from a year ago. That was down from December's 2.7% annual increase. Falling gas prices and lower housing costs played a big role in further cooling inflation. We're on the verge of another partial government shutdown. This time, only the Department of Homeland Security will be impacted. The Senate has failed to agree on a DHS funding package, leaving the midnight deadline in place. Police investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie have expanded their search for surveillance camera footage.
Investigators in Tucson, Arizona are asking residents in a 2-mile radius of Nancy Guthrie's home to share videos going back a month before her disappearance. Seeing anything out of the ordinary could be important to the investigation. Ann Adams, who lives next door to Guthrie's daughter Annie, says agents wanted to look around her property.
They did ask specifically for the 31st of January and the morning of the 1st of February. And then they wanted to know if we saw anything suspicious on our cameras.
Hopes were raised Tuesday after the FBI released surveillance videos showing a masked person outside Guthrie's front door. I'm Jennifer King.
It's a high-profile case, one that's considered likely to wind up before the Supreme Court.
President Trump and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin have revoked the 2009 endangerment finding, which is a regulation by the Environmental Protection Agency that combats climate change. And it says that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger human health and the environment.
Correspondent Matthew Daly, the Trump administration says the rule led to a left-wing wish list of costly climate regulations. The Dow down 15 points. NASDAQ is off 28. This is SRN News. A Democratic lawmaker has questions about the afterlife.
In a truly bizarre exchange during a committee hearing on President Trump's immigration policy this week, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver of New Jersey asked ICE Director Todd Lyons if he thought he was, quote, going to hell for his efforts to deport illegal immigrants. She also asked him, quote, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands? Lyons declined to answer either of the lawmaker's questions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Democratic-led states are suing to block the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress that it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The administration also plans to pull hundreds of millions in transit funding from those same four states. This is SRN News. From L.A. in 1967 to Santa Clara, California, 5 days ago, these guys have seen it all.
Three fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But two of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has pardoned five former NFL players for crimes including perjury, counterfeiting, and drug trafficking. The White House says that Mr. Trump believes in second chances. More details, SRNNews.com.